The Courage to Lead, Episode 43.
You're listening to the IB4E Coaching Podcast.
Brought to you by IB4E Coaching, business coaching for executives, entrepreneurs, and small business professionals. Learn more at ib4e-coaching.com.
Hey, Coach Harlan here. Welcome back to the podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day. I'm having a great day. I get to introduce you to somebody that I was introduced to. And once I heard her story and her business and stuff, I knew I had to have her as part of the podcast. So I am happy to introduce you guys to Purusha Rivera. Purusha is the mind behind My Baby's Heartbeat Bear. But more than that, she's a proud mother to 17-year-old boy-girl twins and a rambunctious 7-year-old. Purusha has been involved in the medical world of pregnancy throughout her career, but realized that she had the ability to create something special for expecting families. Through these experiences, Purusha found the need to expand My Baby's Heartbeat Bear, reaching families in need of healing from both human and animal loss. My Angel's Heartbeat Bear and My Fur Baby's Heartbeat Bear were both created. The sky's the limit for Purusha, as she will never stop pursuing dreams of making them reality. Purusha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, like I said, we were introduced by Katie Wagner.
Yes.
Katie's a good friend, phenomenal person. She was on the podcast a few weeks back. And when she connected us and I went out to your website and read about your story, I was floored. This is great. I love the whole story behind the Buy Baby's Heartbeat Bear. One of the things you say on the website, if I can quote this, it says, this journey is still in its infancy as we are growing and expanding each day. I will always celebrate the joy that this gift brings to expecting families. I love what I do and that I am surrounded by family each day of work. I am blessed to have found my passion, pursued it, and I'm able to share it with the world. And I hope that My Baby's Heartbeat Bear can bring you as much happiness in its as it has brought me and my family. And I think that is really the power behind you and your company. So definitely want to get into this, find out how you got started in your career, when you decided to make the transition into being an entrepreneur, and the thoughts behind My Baby's Heartbeat Bear. All right. Yeah. But before we get started, I have some questions for you. These are questions that were made famous by James Lipton on his award-winning television show, Inside the Actor's Studio. These are questions that James asked of his guests before turning them over to the studio audience. And I figure if these questions were good enough for the Hollywood elite, they are certainly good enough for my guests. So, Purusha, if you are ready, I have 10 questions
for you. I'm ready.
Question number one, what is your favorite word?
My favorite word?
Yes.
Probably trust.
Excellent. What is your least favorite word?
Failure.
What turns you on?
Probably I would have to say pause. Let me think about this.
Sure.
I would say birth. That is like my most favorite thing. I've been to over 20 births.
Wow.
But I don't know. Is that an appropriate answer?
Sure. Why not? A lot of kids say their kids' laughter, right? Music, adventure. So yeah, birth, because birth can mean so many things. The birth of life, the birth of ideas, right?
Yeah. Experiencing new things. Mm-hmm. That's scary too, but okay. Tell me when.
Okay. We'll pause. I will ask the question again. All right. What turns you on?
I'm going to say birth.
Okay. And what turns you off?
Mean people.
Yes. What sound or noise do you love?
I love the sound of nature, as more specifically the woods.
Okay. Excellent. What sound or noise do you hate?
The sound of the ambulance sirens.
Hmm. Yes. What is your favorite curse word?
The F word.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I have always wanted to be a midwife.
Okay. What profession would you not like to do?
I don't think I would want, I wouldn't want to be a scuba diver.
Okay.
Is that a profession or a hobby?
It could be both. It could be both. That's fine. All right. And finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You did good.
You did good. Well, reading your bio and reading your history, I think you have done very good. So I'm excited to get into this. I want to talk about, like I said, your past, how you got started with sonography, right? I'm pronouncing that right. Sonography. Yep. How you got started with that, how you decided to go independent, and then where you came up with the idea for the My Heartbeat Bears. All right. So we'll get back to this right after this message. So stick with us.
Imagine having a trusted group of CEOs at your disposal. Imagine having your very own peer advisory team who could work you through the problems and questions in your business before you had to make those difficult decisions. Imagine you had a group of advisors that had your back and met for the sole purpose of making you successful in your business. What would you be able to accomplish then? Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. You can have that and more when you join my Business Success Mastermind Group. Join my Business Success Mastermind Group today. Learn more at ib4e-coaching.com/mastermind.
All right. And I am back with Purusha Rivera. Thank you again for agreeing to be on the podcast. This is awesome.
Thank you.
So like I said, Katie Wagner introduced us. I went out and looked at your website and just fell in love with the whole idea of this. Talk to me a little bit about, where did you get started? How did you decide that you wanted to be in the medical field, diagnostic sonography?
So I was actually at my friend's ultrasound, and I was in college for hotel restaurant management. Okay. And as I watched her baby on the screen, I just knew that that was something I had to do. So that day, I called the college and my counselor, and I said, I need to change my major. And that was it, really. I got lucky enough to get into the program. They only had 6 seats available, and that year they had 5 applicants. So I was number 6. So that was it. I got into the program, and it was kind of just meant to be. My GPA was not 4.0, which is what most of the applicants had, but I definitely had a passion, and I have always loved photography and the medical field. So it was kind of a blend of both.
Nice.
And pregnancy. Pregnancy and birth has always been my thing. And it was just fascinating. I loved every part of it. And I immediately got a job at a hospital following graduation. And that was really cool because it's more upbeat and exciting. And I got to learn a lot and get my hands into all different parts of ultrasound, which was great. Nice. And soon after that, I became a mom and I had twins. And the schedule at the hospital was tough. We had call, and I became a single mom pretty early on. So that required me to look into how I was going to have a more flexible schedule. Okay. And I went out on a limb and I reached out to one of the doctors that was ordering a lot of pregnancy ultrasounds. And I asked him, had he ever thought about having a ultrasound tech in his office? And he said, let's talk. And honestly, it took a lot of guts to do that. I felt like I was probably overstepping the boundaries a little bit. But I knew I needed a change. I needed more flexibility. And I wanted to be home with my kids more.
Sure.
And he was great. We had our first meeting and he was very interested in having me start. And that was the start of me working for me. That was the start of me being my own boss.
Nice.
And having the guts to do that type of, you know, not like you said, not depending on someone else to that's going to manage you and your schedule and everything else. It takes a lot of courage and
a lot of courage. And where did that come from? Because that's not an easy decision for most people. You know, they're comfortable in that little safety zone where somebody else has put their neck out, somebody else is taking all the stress, making all the decisions. You're just sitting there collecting a paycheck. They get really comfortable in that.
Yeah.
And then there's others of us who kind of wake up one morning and say, no, you know, I want to do more or I have bigger ideas. Where did your courage come from?
Well, probably I needed to make this work for my kids and myself. I remember my daughter saying goodbye to me. I used to work the 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift, but they went to bed early. And she said, bye, Mom, see you tomorrow. And that was it. I was like, oh, my God, I have to do something else. I can't, like, I just felt like time was going by so quickly and I was missing out on so much.
Yeah.
So that was really, I just found something deep inside that was telling me, like, you've got to figure this out. There is no plan B. So I said goodbye to my job at the hospital that was very comfortable and good paying. And I knew I could support my kids, you know, with that job, but it wasn't flexible enough. I was missing out on school things. I was missing out on too much. So when I got the job in the OBGYN's office, which, like I said, pregnancy and birth was always my thing. So it was a perfect fit for me. I was good at it and I got to know my patients, which was wonderful because in the hospital setting, you don't really get to know them. You might see them once, twice, if you're lucky. I got to see people, get to know them. They brought their babies back. I saw them for subsequent pregnancies. And because I remembered them and knew their history, they were really getting good care. So all of that was important to me. And it was really during that time that we started offering 3D ultrasounds.
Okay.
And that was when I had heard about these stuffed animals where you can record the baby's heartbeat. And I thought, this is fabulous. And I wish I had one, a pink and a blue bear for my twins. And I've got to figure out how to do this and how to get this to my patients. So that was when I started really searching high and low for these heartbeat bears. And at that time, nobody was selling a complete package.
Kit. You had to buy everything individually, right? You had to source the bears or whatever little animals you wanted. You had to source the recording device,
right?
Or the playback device.
Yes. Wow. So that's what I found to be strange. Like, you know, this has to be a new concept because nobody has created a package and is selling it as a kit. And I was pushed by my husband, my fiance, who he was like, you know, you're getting these animals from one place, you're getting the modules from another place. You need to put it together. You need to figure out how to cut out the middleman. You need to get these on your own. And at the time, it was really just for the patients that I was working with in the OB office. And once I got my hands on the product that I was able to design and source, I realized that we were really onto something because it was better quality than anything that I had seen. And I knew, I said, there's other people that are in my position that are going to want this. And we need to start reaching out to them. So overall, there was some risk involved with me, you know, sourcing my own product. I had 4,000 animals that I knew eventually I would sell them in the OB office, but it might take years and years and years. But like I said, I thought there's got to be other people that want this. So at that point, we started to reach out to other businesses and pick up the phone, and they might hang up on us.
Sure.
I was never good at that because I took it to heart. Mm-hmm. So my fiance at the time, he would handle all of that. And you know, it was perfect timing because he had just left a family business.
Okay.
So he said, you know what, I'm going to redo the garage. I'll set the garage up as a small warehouse for you. We'll get a stuffing machine. You know, we were having people hand stuff all the animals, and wow, we would pay them $1 an animal to hand stuff these animals. And we would stuff them in front of the TV when we had extra time. But it got out of hand. We had like one business that we got into, and then another business. And then, next thing you know, we didn't have enough hands to stuff these animals. So we had to get a stuffing machine.
Wow.
The stuffing machine, you know, we got one off of Craigslist, and then we needed two because we were that busy. And very quickly we outgrew the garage. So we had to find a warehouse. It was fun though. Like it was just the journey was the fun part.
How did you figure out where to go to find all these things? I mean, I know the internet now. You can find almost anything you want. Is that what you did? Just went out and did a Google search for things?
Yeah, I was just searching high and low. And there was some learning that took place because, you know, the when the animals arrive, they're unstuffed. And mm-hmm. And we didn't know what type of stuffing. We'd been through multiple times where we would get like a bale of stuffing and it would clump up and clog our machines. Mm-hmm. And so it's a learning process, but it's taken a while. It's smooth now. I mean, we still have our bumps and whatnot, but man, it was tough in the beginning.
So it's easier then or cheaper to buy the bears unstuffed and do it yourself rather than buying finished product?
Yeah. So when we order just the skins, so they're not stuffed. And then we have a commercial grade stuffing unit in our warehouse. And then we assemble the product in our warehouse. We stuff it, we have quality control. And they make sure that there isn't, because whenever you're doing any type of mass production, you're going to get holes or strings that, you know, and we like to make sure that the product is superior. That was my main goal. This is a very special keepsake.
Sure.
It should look like it's special.
Absolutely.
You don't need a cheap animal when you're capturing a baby's heartbeat or a loved one's heartbeat or an animal's heartbeat. You need to have something that is going to take it's good with wear and tear, and it looks like it the heartbeat belongs in there.
Well, it's an heirloom that you're going to hopefully pass down, right?
Yes.
So walk me through the process. And when they order the kit, it comes with the animal that they order, right? Mm-hmm. And they have the small recording device.
So
perfect. So a little heart shaped. Okay.
A heart-shaped recorder, and then we have like 70 different animals to choose from at this point.
Okay.
You know, when I first started this business, we had a bear in mm-hmm. four colors. So, but I realized that certain people wanted different animals that matched their nursery theme, or, you know, some people love chickens. Some people, I haven't gotten a chicken. I love chicken, but that's the one thing I have to work on next. Huh. But some people love, monkeys or elephants so there's certain things that resonate with that person, and bears were not cutting it. We were not going to be able to compete with the other stuffed animal companies,
right?
If we had just stuck to bears.
With bears. Right. Okay. So I order the kit and I like the dinosaur you just showed. So I order a dinosaur that comes in the kit with a little recorder. What do? I take that down to the OBGYN office?
Yes. So you can either take it with you to your doctor's appointment where they'll listen to the baby's heartbeat, and you can record it there. You can record it at your ultrasound, or lots of people will record the heartbeat on their phone, and you can transfer the recording from your phone, any type of audio. The recorder can record anything. So any type of sound. So you can record a message. And so as long as you have the audio, you can transfer it onto the recorder very easily.
So it's not something that has to be plugged in. You just start the recording and speak or whatever.
Yep. You just squeeze the recorder and a little light will turn on so you know it's recording. And then it will record whatever sound that is near the microphone.
Nice. And then there's a small pouch or a small opening inside the animal that goes into, right?
So it has a pouch with a drawstring so that you can, once you get the recorder in there, you can tie it closed. And then it has a Velcro closure. So everything is secure and out of sight. Nice. So it just looks like a stuffed animal, but you'll feel the recorder in there and then you can squeeze it to hear the sound.
Awesome. And so you have 70 or so different animals. What's the most popular?
Right now it's the vintage giraffe.
Really?
Yeah. So we have two different giraffes. We have one that is a sitting giraffe. That was one of our originals after the bears. I think we did a monkey, a giraffe, and maybe an owl. We had an elephant back then too. But I kind of modified the design. I have a vintage line, which includes more of a vintage look. It has longer arms and longer legs. And that just reminded me of something that, a stuffed animal that you would keep forever from your childhood. And it has a lasting look to it. So when I started that line, I've slowly kind of added more animals, you know, that we had from our original line that were sitting. Yeah. And the vintage giraffe has really, really taken off. It's really cute. Nice. Second to that would be the elephant.
Okay. Interesting. Have you had any really strange requests for animals?
Most of the requests that I get, I consider them. And if I think that if I hear it enough, I'll design that animal. So we just added a crocodile. That was a new one. I had held off for years on that one. Like, I just don't know. Are pregnant women going to want this? But it's doing well. And my newest one is a flamingo. That was kind of odd, but it is beautiful. Yeah. It's one of my favorite ones.
So you keep saying you design. Do you actually design the animals and then have somebody that puts them?
I do. I work with a designer and I'm pretty picky with the final design. So sometimes it takes a while, but that's kind of come along through the years as well. And I think I've gotten better through the years. Some of our original ones, I was like, oh gosh, I look back, I'm like, how did we even sell this? Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. That's the fun part to me.
Sure. So, I mean, this, like I said, this is incredible. Just the thought, I've had friends who have lost children, either mid-pregnancy or shortly after the birth. And this has got to be a difficult thing, but what a great way to preserve that memory. This is amazing. Yeah. You must have some pretty decent stories from
Gosh, so many. And heartbreaking stories, but it's been a blessing to know that I can provide something that will give them some kind of comfort through these difficult times. And that is really what has kept me going. It's the drive behind the business. The fact that we can touch so many lives. Yeah. I mean, it's just so special, you know, and we're the lucky ones. And I love that. And hearing the stories and getting close, getting to know these people, because they'll reach out and they share their their heartbreak with us, and we can help them in many different ways. I just had someone who reached out that doesn't have a recording of their baby's heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And they said that their husband, this was a 20-week pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And, she said that her husband really wishes that he would have been able to hear their baby's heartbeat. Now, they knew the heart rate of the last doctor's appointment. And they said, is it possible for you to get a recording of a heartbeat at 145 beats per minute? And I said, you know what? I can do that. You know, you let me know when you're ready and I will, I can figure out a way to do this. And, and I've done it in the past for early pregnancies as well. And it takes, it's a little tricky. Hopefully eventually I can come up with, there's got to be technology out there. I'm sure there is. I just have to find it, you know, that can speed up a heartbeat and can slow it down. So I get that exact, you know, beats per minute, but I've done it in the past and just going through different, I have a lot of ultrasound friends too. Friends that are still doing ultrasound. Sure. Sometimes I'll reach out to them. Hey, if you get a heartbeat around this, you know, around this, beats per minute, can you please record it for me? And they always think I'm crazy, but they work with me. So
that is cool though, to be able to do that for a client. That's amazing. So now when you first came up with this idea, your first year in business, gangbusters?
No? Oh gosh, it was a struggle. I think we sold $12,000, but I was happy with that.
Sure.
You know, at that point I thought, well, what do we got to lose? I'll sell them at the OB office. And the OB that I worked for, he was very supportive and he said, you know what, that's your business. And because I was a private contractor, I could work while doing ultrasounds where I could still support my family. That was key. It would have been hard if I wasn't able to continue to work and work on the business. So the second year was, I think we sold about 150,000. And then from there, it just continued to double. And this year, this has been our busiest year yet. So we actually are set to do well over 2 million in sales.
Wow.
So
that is awesome. Just in the US or are you worldwide?
We actually sell, internationally as well. Not as much. But that's exciting in itself, you know, to have our product in different countries.
That is awesome. So where do you find your customers? I mean, you've got a great website, but do you have like other people in the medical profession that are kind of helping get the word out? Or
so, well, Katie Wagner's team is awesome.
Absolutely,
having a good social media presence is very important. So we had a PR team that we were working with and they did such a phenomenal job. We kind of backed off from that when COVID hit because everything was put at a standstill. We couldn't get, you know, any media coverage because nobody was meeting in person. I think that we have just built up momentum through the years. Now our customers find us. Word of mouth is huge and we are probably one of the, I think we're pretty close to page one when you search Heartbeat Bears, but
nice.
We also have an amazing blogger and, as you know, SEO is really important. Mm-hmm. So that has helped us. But yeah, it seems like it was just a matter of, building momentum and now it's like, whoo, they find us and it's great.
Awesome.
You know? Yeah.
And now you do the My Angels Heartbeat. So that could be for anyone, right? It could be a grandmother. It could be a spouse.
Yeah. We work with a lot of organizations within hospitals that help families that are expecting a loss, whether it be a child, an adult. We have recorded heart transplants, the heartbeats for the families and the donor's family. And yeah, it's across the board. It really is. So the most recent was the EMS who's going to have the Doppler and the animals in the ambulances.
Wow.
So yeah, My Angels Heartbeat Bear. And that website was actually created so that people that have experienced a pregnancy loss, they could shop without having to see all the happy pregnancy and baby stuff that's on our regular website.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was important. It's just really hard for people that have experienced a loss to have that in their face all the time. And And it was needed. It was quite a few years went by. We had some feedback from customers and expressing how hard it was to shop on our website. And so I thought it was time we had to add that side of the business.
That's great. That's good. And then the my fur baby. That's, people don't understand how much animals mean to people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was that going? How's that taken off?
So we had somebody called from Alaska, believe it or not. And they said, they called asking, is there a way, could you help me figure out how to record my dog's heartbeat? I have to put him down in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And my office manager reached out to me and said, I got to help this woman. What do we do? Like, what guidance can we give her? So I, you know, walk through the steps. She needs a Doppler. Have her get it on her phone. We'll send the stuffed animal out to her and she can transfer it, you know, once she gets it onto the recorder. But the key was getting the Doppler. Okay. And it's not easy to get your hands on them unless you're at an OB office, you know? So at that point I said, you know, we could provide this as a kit to people. We can get the Dopplers. We can have the different breeds of dogs and cats. And we, you know, she's not the only one who's going to want to do this. Let's give it a shot. And it was a new concept. And you do have the option of recording a bark or a meow or, you know, the snore, or whatever reminds you. We actually had someone record the little pitter patter on the floor because that was what they heard every time they opened the door. So many options, you know, but the key to that was making sure that we had a Doppler available if people did want to get the heartbeat.
Yeah.
And now we actually set up a rental. So we have free 30-day rental.
Okay.
So if somebody just wants to, they don't want to pay, you know, the money for a Doppler, they can just rent it and return it and still get that recording.
Wow. So is that something small that plugs into their phone or is it a separate thing that they just pick up the sound and then record it? How does that work?
The Doppler is... Yeah. So it's a typical Doppler that is used in an OB office.
Okay.
And you just, I have instructions on the best way to capture the animal's heartbeat. And I've been out to a few different homes when they have somebody come out to put their dog down. Mm-hmm. And I've captured the heartbeat for them right before that happens, which it's really heartbreaking and but I'm always honored to be there that they've invited me into their life to share that time with them. Sure. You know?
And then, are you able to find stuffed animals that are similar to their animal?
So the dogs are tough because, there are just so many breeds. Yeah. And everybody and different colors within the breeds and everybody wants the stuffed animal to look just like their animal. So right now we have 12 different dogs.
Okay.
And 3 different cats. Okay. And we also have horses. We recorded a bunny's heartbeat a few years ago. So we have quite a few different animals in the fur baby line. But if we don't have the breed that they're looking for, we do have a frame, and you can record on that frame the sound of your liking, either heartbeat or bark or meow.
Yeah. Very nice. Very cool. So how many people do you have working for you now?
So right now we have 10.
Okay.
And we probably are going to need to hire a few more because business has really taken off for us this year. But yeah, 10 right now.
All right. And all there. And is it true that you are in Bear, Delaware? Yes.
We are.
Did you do that on purpose or did that just happen?
No, that's where I was living.
That is awesome.
And it was great. It was a great way to like tell the story too.
Absolutely. You know,
we're selling bears out of Bear, Delaware.
Bear, Delaware. That is perfect. Yeah. So as far as your employees, if I was to come up to Bear, Delaware and bump into one of your employees, what would they say about you? What type of leader would they say you are?
Well, I think it's important to be positive, encouraging, understanding. Everybody has a life outside of work. And really, that's what led me to where I'm at. So having some flexibility, showing that they're appreciated has really gone a long way. Now, I have to say, my husband, because we're married now, he deals most with our employees because he's in the warehouse. Okay. I work at home. I work from home, and I also deal more with the designing of the animals and the back end of the business. So he's really the cheerleader, and it's challenging. Yeah. I hear from him all the time how, it's hard because we love all of our employees, but at some point you do have to also be a boss, and sometimes mm-hmm. that requires having difficult conversations. So it's, I go in and occasionally and visit but it's always happy times for me, So he's the one who has to really deal with the hard parts.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how this podcast got started. I was working with a couple of my clients. I'm a business coach, right? So I'm talking to them about, like you said, the difference between buddy and boss. How do you make that transition? You have to have that almost like that plexiglass in the taxi, here's the driver, you're the passenger. There has to be that separation. And they were really struggling with that. And I kept saying, you have to have the courage to be a leader, to step up and be the leader. And so that's why I did the research to, the different types of courage that it takes to be a good, strong leader. So there's intellectual courage, knowing that the knowledge you have is probably not the latest and greatest. There's always new information available out there. So to be open for that. The disciplined courage, we have a plan. We have a set of processes that have to be followed, right? Mm-hmm. Even when there's shiny objects that you want to go chasing, even when there's a failure that you may want to get down, we've got a plan. We have to stick to the plan, right? Moral courage, social courage, emotional courage or empathetic courage. Thinking back on your journey, is there a type of courage that comes easier for you?
I would say emotional courage. I've always enjoyed connecting with people and not having just superficial conversations. Mm. That's not really my thing. And I think that's what made me a good ultrasound tech, because I had the ability to really dig in deep and connect with my patients, and they would open up and tell me things and we would talk and moving forward, it was kind of the same thing. I've always been really just upfront, honest. This is me. You're going to like me or not. So that was helpful when I had to beg for money, to a board of, at the credit union, like, I need money, please. Let me share my dream and my story, and believe me, I'll pay you back. But just getting in, just being real, mm-hmm. and not being afraid. Yes, there's so many great things that can come out of being vulnerable emotionally. And yes, it's scary because you're going to get the bad with the good. But to me, it's worth it. That's what I've always been good at, and I like.
Yeah. But I mean, you do have a very compelling story. So I think that's absolutely, what you lead with, you go in with that story and stuff. Is there a type of courage that maybe is a little more difficult for you?
Probably discipline.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard. That's where my husband's, he's much better at that. He's always like, we need to have like protocols in place. We need this, we need that. Where I'm just like, we'll just go with it. It'll work out. So we balance each other out well. And like I said, he really was the one who pushed me to do this. And we just bought our first commercial property, our own warehouse.
Excellent.
And that has been something he has talked about for 10 years. We need our own place. We need our own place. And I was like, we can't do that. It's okay. But so finally I think he's feeling more satisfied now because, awesome. You know, ultrasound and birth and pregnancy, all that is not his thing. He was into wrestling. So now he says, I wrestle the bears. This is crazy. This isn't my dream, but he loves the business side of it. And you know, this new warehouse, we're designing it specifically to fit the needs of the business. So it's going to be really a good project for him to focus on.
Excellent. And when do you move in?
August.
August. Very cool.
Yeah.
Good deal. So my baby's heartbeat, you've got the angel's heartbeat, you've got the fur baby. What's next for you guys? You seem to be growing, doubling every year. So what's next?
So we've added so many new products to our website. So the product development, I mean, aside from just, I'm going to continue to stay up to date with everything that is new to the industry. There's a possibility we have thought about starting a conference for 3D ultrasounds and OBGYNs to kind of expose them, a place like a meeting of the minds where everybody can talk about what has helped with success or getting them to, you know, to a place where they're profitable and also the benefits of providing these services in their office. So other than that, I don't know. I'm definitely not ready to say goodbye to the business.
Oh, heck no.
You know, I just, it's still so much fun. And people have said along the way, like, when are you going to sell? I'm like, ugh, I can't sell this. This is my baby.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually we'll have to sell, but not anytime soon. We also have an app that we have worked on.
And what is that app for?
That is a place where the consumer can back up the sound of the heartbeat.
Okay.
So if there's an issue down the line where the recorder gets damaged and they lose the recording, we have a backup and we can replace it.
Very cool. God, you're thinking of everything. That is awesome.
Well, that was just through multiple circumstances where people would reach out saying, I flipped the switch because I thought it was to turn it off and I recorded over the heartbeat. My wife's going to kill me. What do I do?
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is a problem and we need to find a solution. Like, how can we get to a point where we can help these people, you know?
Yeah.
And that was where I said, we need an app.
That is great though. But you show so much maturity in actually listening and being open to what your customers are asking for.
Yes.
And not just looking at it as, this is a one-off. It's like, this might be something that other people are going to ask for in the future. Yeah. How can we accommodate that? That is awesome.
Yes.
Good job. Well, this has been so much fun talking. If people want to find you, first of all, how many different websites do you have now? Or are they all connected?
So you can actually access all of them through mybabiesheartbeatbear.com.
Okay.
And on the homepage, you can see a link to the angel site and also the fur baby site.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And all 70 some odd animals, do you have them all shown out there so people can get an idea what's there?
Yep.
Nice.
They're on the heartbeat animals page. And then we have some frames and, we have cards, we have accessories, bow ties, tutus, all kinds of stuff. So, and we're adding new things all the time. We have gender reveal cannons where you can pop them and blue or pink confetti will come out. We have balloons. We have very all cool. different kinds of fun stuff.
Everything. That is awesome. Very, very fun. And then if people do have ideas or special requests, there's a form on your website for them to get in touch with you?
Yes. Okay. So I am always looking for new ideas. So I appreciate the feedback and there's a contact us page and I filter through all the emails myself. So if anybody has any requests, that would be where to go.
Have you ever had a request for a Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, no.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a long story behind that. I have a Jeep. My Jeep is named Squatch. So,
nice.
Yeah. I'll be calling you about Bigfoot. Okay. Perfect. No, this has been fun. And I will make sure that all this information is out on the show notes for the podcast so people can reach out to you and stuff like that. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
This has been amazing. And I'd love to check in with you in a couple of years to see where all you've expanded, what all you're doing now.
Yes, That would be a lot of fun.
Very cool. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Listeners, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Definitely go out to the website, mybabiesheartbeatbear.com, and search for those things. And keep this moving. Anybody, if you know anybody in the OBGYN area, anybody in the sonogram area, connect them, because I think this needs to go viral. I really like it.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Listeners, hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, make sure you share this with your family, friends, and colleagues. And stay tuned, because there's always more coming. And that's it for me, Coach Harlan, saying so long for now.